part of DSS is our candidness, but this is a special case that we've decided to script because this is a hard thing to talk about.
So we've each personally gone back and forth about addressing this, and it's hard to even know what to say in a situation like this, but we decided it was necessary. One of our close friends passed away Friday, January 19th.
This was an absolutely debilitating heartbreak for myself and Lilia. He was a light in our lives and shared a stage with both of us, as well as most of our listeners, several times. I've been mourning ever since I found out, and I'm sure you have too.
Absolutely. He was a deeply talented, caring, and hilarious person, as well as a great friend. I miss him and am thinking about him all the time.
Me too.
If you're struggling, don't be afraid to reach out. There are free resources that we'd like to direct everyone to. The number for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is 988.
There's an internet rumor that calling this number automatically calls the police, but this is false. Less than 5% of calls lead to contacting law enforcement, according to Mental Health America. And according to NPR, this number does not locate you without you telling them. Please don't be afraid to call.
We have also listed several other numbers and links in the episode bio dedicated to more specific audiences, alternatives to hotlines, and support for other crises than suicide. And now we'd like to have a moment of silence in memory. Our friend and his family are in our thoughts right now, and please keep them in yours.
If you can hear us, we miss you.
And we love you. Hi, and welcome back to A Double-Sided Story. I'm Lilia.
I'm Eleanor.
And here is our first talking episode. To put it very simply, Lilia and I have both been totally fucked up over the last 10 days. And we couldn't really think of a topic. So we're just going to talk to each other and hope it's entertaining.
Not that our podcast isn't just us chatting and y'all kind of listening in, but this one is kind of a little more laid back. Think of it as y'all are just getting coffee with us. Go grab a nice hot chocolate, your favorite coffee, your tea, whatever, and just come sit. We're doing a little coffee date.
Party, yeah. You can hang out with us virtually. So how is the rest of your day looking, Lilia?
I actually have a pretty chill day today. I just got out of creative writing. Which honestly was pretty nice today for once. Didn't actually feel like the full 3-hour class that it is. And then I have work this afternoon. But besides that, honestly, I'm chilling. Like, it's not, Wednesdays are a little lighter for me, which is nice.
I'm so jealous. My Mondays and Wednesdays are the hardest. Mm. I have the benefit of, my earliest class on those days is 12:40, which is really nice. But my latest class ends at 6:15.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, I prefer my 8 a.m.s to my evenings.
Realistically, I know, at least for me, the 6 p.m. is a lot better than 8 a.m. for me. You know I couldn't swing that. You know me.
I do.
What's your favorite class right now?
Honestly, it might be creative writing.
Party.
I know, me, a creative writing major, enjoying creative writing. Shocking. It's today's work. We were just working on like imagery, and so we do a lot of journaling. And the professor, she started like the beginning of the semester with, she will never look at our journal. Like, she'll check to make sure the right dates are in there to show that we've been doing the assignment. Like, she'll look to make sure there's work there, but she'll never read it without our explicit permission.
Nice.
Because she wants you to be able to like write what you're actually feeling, like, you know, be able to express and like, you know, write something bad and not feel the pressure to make it good enough for like a grade kind of thing, which I always really appreciate. That journal, weirdly enough, has been kind of the place for me to get out some emotions, because when you're required to do some writing on your emotions, you know, you'll get them out eventually.
You have to look at your emotions, yeah.
Today's writing, we were supposed to focus on school lunches, just because it was, like, something that everyone's dealt with a school lunch at some point. And then it was, like, focus on school lunches and then see what memories come up, and it was about sensory details. Do you remember the lunch in between the Anastasia previews?
Yes, I do. And I just smiled.
Yeah. Just like that one specific memory, like that whole day. I'm just like trying to describe as many details of that as possible.
No, because tech week, especially by the very end, you are so beat. And like everybody's just a little bit delirious. So that last day, the time between previews is, it's so much fun. Because you're all losing your mind.
You're all losing your mind. It's like the longest lunch break you get in the year because you get like a double lunch break.
If with change, you get like an hour and a half.
Yeah, because you have like the middle school previews and then you don't have enough time to like go to class. But you don't need the whole time to like get ready for the second preview because you're already still half dressed from the first preview. And I remember that day, it was so sunny and warm, and we were all sitting outside, and the sun was just beating down, and I was writing about, like, all of us, like, you know, one person kind of being like, you guys really shouldn't eat ice cream, because we're all gonna have to go sing in a second, and then all of us being like, you know, that's a great point, and then immediately sprinting inside, like, laughing like children, just to go get ice cream.
We deserved ice cream. Think about the week we had.
God.
Well, I always think about how obviously we weren't eating in our costumes, but we had like our full stage makeups on and we were all, you know, totally out of it. So we were in sweats and super heavy makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I always think about that and like how silly it looked.
I think about that with like the murder mystery. When I had like the full Victorian hair done, because I did pin curls for that. Sorry to our two dear friends who still see that word as a curse word.
Should we bleep it?
They'll live. I had to do pin curls for that, so it was really funny the amount of times, because, like, I'd come home from rehearsal, like, there were days where I would just, like, do that, like, you know, pin curl it in the morning, like, before going to school, just because easier, whatever. So I'm, like, just walking around, full face of makeup, full styled hair, and then, like, my normal aesthetic is, like, jeans, a tank top, and a flannel. And it looked so incorrect, and it was so funny to me, and I loved it.
I have pictures of me in, like, my full makeup with my Team Sasha Colby t-shirt on from Drag Race, because the finale was the same day as opening night. But there was also me in my, like, ultra coverage foundation and false lashes, you know. That was for Into the Woods.
I was gonna say, Into the Woods, I was lucky in that my hair was in a hat, mostly. So my hair was just in a half up, half down, so that it was out of my face. And mostly, that's how I wear it most of the time anyway. And my makeup was fairly normal, casual for me. Like, the lipstick for that, I continue to wear to this day. It's a good lipstick.
I was supposed to just kind of be a glamazon.
Yeah.
Like,
for context.
Into the Woods, the stepmother is kind of a baddie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, for context for our listeners who aren't from our high school, because we do have some of those now. Hello, our college friends. I was but a poor woman. I did not have fancy makeups.
Your costume was really adorable, though.
No, my costume was adorable because you know what? I was not gonna feel ugly in my senior show. In the nicest way, I was not gonna feel bad about myself in my senior show.
It was because it fit the character, but it was also really cute. I had the same principal, and I swear to God, my costume in Into the Woods is like the hottest I've ever felt.
It was so real.
And the thing is, it's not like it was, because it was a high school show, like it was a basically floor length dress and a little shawl. It's not like it was hot objectively, but I looked so good.
You did.
Oh no, how do I make it stop? Why do I feel like every time I do that, I accidentally put it on loop?
I feel like that's just part of it now.
Yeah, our theme song is the toy ducks quacking, and it goes through the sound once, and then it starts over, and I go, oh no, oh no, and that's our theme song. I'm sorry, I just wanted to keep the Into the Woods discussion to a minimum.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I was gonna say, I started this on Anastasia just because, like, I also, that day, it was, like, so warm for April. I just remember it being, like, hot that day.
It was.
We were all outside on the courtyard, and I remember it was also the last day of one of our favorite teachers who had to leave in April, and it was really sad.
Oh.
And
I forgot about that.
Me, me and one of our friends were missing our last class with her. And so while we were during that lunch break that normally like would have been our last class with her, but instead it was our lunch because of the schedule with previews. And so she and I like ran outside to go say goodbye to her. She still came to the musical that weekend. Yeah. But, you know.
Forgot what.
So I figure Anastasia is a happier topic than Into the Woods.
Right now, yeah. It was really hot. I remember like sweating my ass off because we didn't eat in our costumes, but we had like our tights and like understuff on.
For those of you who have never done theater, it is so much effort. You don't understand the layers that go into a theater yes. costume, especially if you for have a quick women. Change. Especially if you have a quick change, especially for women, because like even if you're wearing pants, you're probably wearing tights if you're a woman, just because of like
it makes changes reasons. Easier.
Yeah. You're probably wearing tights. But there are layers there you don't even realize.
I had a quick change in Anastasia. I remember a couple times I tried to do, because wearing tights and like a tight tank top or something underneath, just something that separates this, makes a quick change much easier and much faster because the clothes isn't going to get caught on your skin. So basically I had an entire layer of clothing under my actual clothing. In one of those scenes, I had that layer, a dress, a very thick velvet skirt, a button-down, and a wool coat.
Not the wool coat.
And, of course, the stage lights, and I'm on the stage like this for, like, 10 full minutes, feeling like I'm about to have a heat stroke, trying to look like a happy little train passenger.
Yeah, in Anastasia, there is a scene that is, I think, probably one of the most intensive dancing scenes, Once Upon a December, that is immediately followed, for most of the cast, not me, because I'm better than everyone, by a quick change. And then everyone has to put on wool coats, because the next two scenes are on a train. And the next two songs, you know, there's a lot that happens in two songs in a musical. That's not a short amount of time. And so everyone has just done an intense dance, a quick change, and is now wearing wool coats under stage lights.
I know that's a little while later, like that's after intermission, but the two most intense dancing parts are like right next to each other. Like Perry Holds the Key and Land of Yesterday.
Not right next to each other. I think there's some stuff in between, but
it's close.
As far as ensemble goes, I think there's not much in between it. And I think especially with the quick change y'all had to do, it felt pretty close because it is like close. You had enough time to change and that was it.
It is close. For me, I remember still catching my breath from Perry Holds the Key when I was about to go on for Land of Yesterday.
Yeah. Again, I did not have a quick change there. For a little context, again, because I know I have some listeners who were here as in college and didn't know me at the time. I had an injury at the time, so I was not allowed to dance. And so I was not in, like, the ones that were just heavy dancing. I was not in a lot of those because I couldn't be. So I was, like, off stage doing the harmonies, but I couldn't be a dancer. And so I ended up not having a lot of these quick changes. So for me, you know, I was just back there, like, helping other people with their quick change.
It's and
like,
doing fake shots.
Well, that was during Landy Yesterday. We were on stage, me and the other person who also got injured during Anastasia. She and I were doing fake shots during Landy Yesterday because it's supposed to take place in a bar. And so there's actual set that we could be on instead of just being like an open stage with dancing. Because like if it's an open stage with dancing, you can't put a stationary person there.
Didn't we, during Land of Yesterday, like towards the beginning, have like an exchange?
Yeah,
like, we had something we did every time. I'm forgetting what it was.
I think it was just, like, at the beginning of Land of Yesterday, there's a lot of, like, intro music with some dialogue and stuff happening at the front, and we're all behind the psych.
Yeah.
And so I think it was while we were back there, we had, like, a moment where we'd, like, dance together or something.
Well, I thought I fake whispered to you, like, gossip. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, wait, yes.
That
yes,
was...
Yes.
I feel like we have done that in a lot of shows we've done together.
No, because it's so fun.
It's something adjacent to that we've done in so
Did
many.
Did you do that in Alibis too?
Yes, yes. It was just in like eye contact moment, and I'm like, And
I stand by Sparky Randall and Davina Arlington. Yes, I remembered the name, right?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Are actually secretly besties.
They are besties, I believe it. We did it in Into the Woods as well.
Wait, when did we do it in Into the Woods?
During vows. Because remember, we ended up next to each other, and I'd like Cinderella would walk up next to me, and I'd be like, get a load of this girl.
that's three shows. What other, did we do it during Hamlet at all? Because I was like, if we did it during Hamlet, that's almost every show that we did together, and like we never interacted on stage during Clue at all.
Because I can't think,
you were dead by the time I was there.
So long ago, I can't think of any of that.
Yeah.
But okay, listen. Bottom line, Lilia and I try to find an excuse to fake gossip to each other on stage.
Yeah.
I never realized we did that so many times. Like I just thought of that just now.
I didn't even realize it was a thing. But now that it's a thing, it's like if we
ever happen to do another show.
I was gonna say this is making me kind of sad, but if we do ever end up doing a show together again, we're doing that.
Yes,
again.
We have to. It's our tradition now. It's like how Samuel L. Jackson always needs to have like something specific to his character in every movie he's in, like the purple lightsaber. We're exactly like Samuel L. Jackson.
Exactly.
No one can tell the difference
between the two of us and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, we're in a trench coat, and Samuel L. Jackson is really goddamn tall.
Wait, the two of us in a trench coat. I'm trying to figure out how tall that would be.
One of us would be sitting.
Yeah.
And I would assume you would be on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Say that would make us almost 8 feet tall, if not a little taller.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it. Samuel L. Jackson is just a little over 8 feet. Perfect.
I always thought that was him in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about?
Samuel L. Jackson isn't real. I forgot what I was talking. Oh! My favorite class is my theater class, at least at the moment. And I just got approval for my final project to be an adaptation of something I wrote, like a play adaptation. And that's going to be my final, like instead of an exam, instead of a paper, I get to write a play.
That is so exciting.
Uh-huh. And
you better like send me pictures and like text me and tell me about how all of that is going. And also you have to update our listeners because you said it's a final. And so we're going to keep recording and so you're going to have to update our listeners.
I'm not putting it on.
You're not? No. Oh.
It'd be expensive.
Rave. Right. No, it's not a rave. It's a flash mob.
Yes. Right? It's a flash mob. And I would need the royalties to a lot of specific songs. It's sort of about this dude who is a Chad. He doesn't like women or anything to do with women. He's very toxic, masculine, yeah. And he learned how to be better.
Good for Chad.
His name is Mark.
Good for Mark Chad.
Also, there's three main characters. There's Mark, Carrie, and Allison. And Allison's a man. Allison is Carrie's husband. And every time I have, like, described, like, given a blurb about the plot, the person I've described it to has been like, wait, the husband's name is Allison? And
it's not a typical male name.
It started as one.
But modern day it is not.
It's on purpose.
I figured.
But, yeah, my professor included now asked, like, really? Allison is a man? It represents the fact that Allison is much more comfortable in his masculinity than Mark is.
That's understandable.
Yes. I just wanted to have something that represented that. I also love the name Allison for a boy.
I mean, that's fair.
Have you gotten to see the new Mean Girls movie?
I haven't. I am so mad. I have seen the dance break from Sexy all over my TikTok for you page.
I haven't seen it.
Wait, the dance break?
Yeah, neither one.
Dang.
Sorry.
I keep getting the dance break like every other video. I want to learn it.
I have seen a lot of videos making fun of the song Stupid with Love.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, because she doesn't enunciate. I gotta say, I agree.
She doesn't enunciate, and she kind of lacks energy. It's like, fine, you can opt down, like, because she doesn't follow, like, a lot of the same. It's sort of an opt down. She follows a different melody, sure, but there's a lot of people who are like, it's just because she used a different melody. If she used the original melody, it would sound exactly the same. And then someone did it with the same melody that she uses, but then did it with energy, and it was like, it sounded way different. And it's kind of, I saw a person talking about.
In the original, she sounds kind of frantic and freaking out. In this one, she just sounds kind of dreamy, you know?
Yeah. You know, Renee Rapp, Aaliyah Carvalho, they both started their careers. I'm saying started their careers. In theater and musicals. Theater. Like, Renee Rapp and Aaliyah Carvalho were theater kids, to put it nicely. I don't remember the name of the person who played.
Wait, sorry.
I don't remember the name of the person who plays Katie, but
she was Glory Rice, I think.
Yeah. She wasn't, and I think it shows.
Even
I'm saying this having not seen the movie. Don't take my criticism to heart.
I agree based on what I've seen.
Aaliyah Carvalho.
Even if I'm wrong and she wasn't a theater kid, being in a Disney movie gives you theater kid points. Like, I don't know why, it just does.
I think it's because Disney requires the same level of excessive energy and overacting that theater does.
As well as Disney princess singing is way closer to, like, Broadway singing than it is to, you know, pop singing.
Yeah. No, I think that's true, too.
Like, all Disney princess songs are made to be on Broadway.
Yeah, we would.
That's
just when we were looking at topics, I was debating suggesting theater just because I was like, you know, I don't think we've done, like, a pure theater one besides, like, when we recapped what theatrical performance was in, was it sophomore year theatrical performance we recapped?
Yes, it was. Because we were only a couple weeks into junior year when we recorded that episode. It might have still been summer.
And so, like, more.
But I'm not really doing theater up here, so I'm not really sure what more I would say.
Yeah, I was gonna say, my theater up here, I have switched to the tech side of things. I welded yesterday.
My friend is in trade school for welding.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was told, he was like, all right, go find some poles, and we need to make sure they're all 7 feet. And so, like, you know, we had to, like, cut some, we had to, like, put some together, it was a thing. But, like, the saw for the poles? Do you know how many sparks a metal saw lets off?
No.
So many. So many. You can Google it. Like, if you Google metal saw in use and just look at the images, it's insane.
Metal saw what? Metal saw a
in
goose?
Use.
Oh.
In use.
Not a goose.
Just in use. Being used.
Oh my god, this is like the thing from Terrifier. It looks like an evil sewing machine.
I work in a theater.
Oh. I forgot.
My job is to do whatever they need, and they needed help in carpentry.
Oh.
So.
I showed my friend's DIY water last night.
Not DIY water.
Yeah, I casted it on my TV. Started talking about 5-minute crafts. Why did we? I don't know. We started talking about 5-minute crafts, and we started coming up with weird things that 5-minute crafts could do videos of, one of which was DIY water. I don't know, we sort of morphed it with, like, 5-minute crafts and also, like, a beauty tutorial, almost. Influencer DIY video. And we had our friend, like, put on their phone flashlight, and Lilia filmed as I talked about how to make DIY water with faucet. Yeah, there are just a lot of clips of us losing it because I couldn't get the, like, line out without laughing. And then we put it all together and put some 5-minute crafts music behind it. And this was, like, the very first thing we did once we got to the hotel.
Yeah, Richmond trip was a little crazy because it was, like, we had, like, 3 things actually planned and the rest of it was just chaos.
It was so fun, though.
No, I meant that in such a positive
way.
It was, like,
so much fun.
Like, that night, we had a Candlelight. It was a string quartet playing Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
And so it was going to be, like, super cool, and it's fancy. So it's, like, we knew we were going to have to get all dressed up for that, and we had, like, fancy dinner reservation that night. Like, we had plans. We had nice plans.
Oh, that dinner was so yummy. We had some great food on that trip.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we did. But it was, like, I think about that southern place, like, once a week, dude. One random place, like, that was, like, just the takeout that we ate in the car.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Jose Sometimes, was my favorite. That place is so easy to miss. It's small, but it's so good.
Which one was Jose in again? Just to remind me.
It was a really small restaurant that was mostly bar, but it had, like, I got a crispy chicken salad.
I'm blanking on that one. Oh, wait, yes, no, I got it. I just remember the grilled cheese place.
That was good. Oh, and everything that happened there. That was, imagine a man throwing a hospital at a stripper, right?
Yeah, that was.
That I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my entire life.
I don't think we could explain the context of that.
No, that is, we'd have to finish out the episode if we wanted to explain that.
Yeah. So just accept that this is one of those inside jokes that we couldn't explain if we tried, but just, this was the last day of the trip, so we had just kind of gone insane at this point.
Yeah.
And this was, like, a random place we found to go eat on our last day of the trip, like, last thing we're doing before we're driving back home.
It was scrumptious.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we get there, though, like, we get to Richmond, we get our nails done, and then we get to the hotel, and we're like, we need to kill, like, an hour or two until we actually need to get ready and go out for dinner and, like, go to our concert and stuff. And then somehow we ended up making DIY water.
And, yeah, I think we did that before we were even, like, fully settled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, we got there and we were like, DIY water.
Yeah, because I think you started joking about it in the car.
I pulled up our, like, weird quotes from this. Well, and of course, one of the most iconic moments of our entire friendship. He doesn't have grandchildren.
What?
That one is just something our friend misheard. And, like, is that still something we quote? I say that, like, it's been a decade. It hasn't. It's been almost a full year.
It's a good line to still quote.
But we went out and we sang songs at goth karaoke.
We did.
That was fun. That was iconic. We went to that really pretty, like, park.
Oh my god, that was such a pretty park.
Yeah. And there are some really, really good pictures of all of us from that park.
There are.
Oh, we went to the Poe Museum.
We did an escape room. And we escaped.
Just barely. We didn't escape.
Barely.
Oh, I am just so nostalgic thinking about this trip now.
Me too. We need to do another girls trip this summer.
We could do that. I just need to get a job and save.
Yeah. I need to actually, like, have money.
Street milk.
Not the street milk. Again, something that I don't think we could explain if we tried.
And basically, when we were walking through this one part of Richmond, there was a lot of stuff on the street that low-key looked like milk. And
it was so suspicious.
It was,
but it was on multiple alleyways.
It was it was everywhere. And I sang a song about it.
Me and our other friend were just having a whole other conversation. She was improvising a song for probably, like, 20 minutes. It was, like, a ballad of sweet street milk. We did a lot of, like, just walking around, like, shopping kind of thing.
Yeah, like, window shopping. You know, we just had...
Pizza. Late night pizza.
Yes, late night pizza. Oh, on the way back, I ate, like, 2 tubs of pineapple. My tongue hurts so bad. That's what I think of every single time I get 7-Eleven, like, pineapple tubs now. Which I do a lot.
That's so random.
But
most people's road trip snacks. Gummy bears. Chips. Candies. Your road trip snacks. 2 tubs of pineapple.
They're so yummy!
It's just strange as a road trip snack.
I think I got other stuff too, but, like, yeah, I agree. It is weird. But I ate 2 really big tubs of pineapple. My tongue hurt until, like, the next day.
Bestie, have you considered pineapple shouldn't hurt you?
Pineapple hurts everyone. Like, if you eat too much.
Okay,
it's bestie. The compounded. I swear to God I'm right.
No, pineapple does have a compound in it that if you eat too much, it'll hurt you. But normally that's like if you eat two whole pineapples.
Well, I think I basically did, honey.
Okay, bestie.
So, yeah, that was a really fun trip. We should try and do something. Maybe now that we're older, parents will let us go a little further.
Oh, yeah.
How are we feeling about second semester in general? And, you know, just like everything, life. What's going
I was quoting Hamilton.
I have the Constitution on my desk. Do
Wait,
you want me to flip to a random page and read you something?
hold on, hold on. I can do the First Amendment real quick, just from memory. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I feel like I missed a part.
I think you were good. Give me a page number between 1 and 53.
Two.
Oh, come on. This is just about JMU. This is me being told to vote.
Fine. 37.
Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah, I just have a pocket constitution.
Everyone at JMU gets a pocket constitution.
At least one.
Nerds.
You're allowed to vote.
In general, feeling good about second semester? I'm a bit worried because right now I'm technically failing all of my classes, which is not good. But that's also because I kind of took a week off of work. And so I'm working on getting back on top of it, hoping things start looking up.
They will.
I feel like we can all agree that in general life has been kind of bad recently. But this morning we started creative writing with a just a free write whatever you want. And I just spent 10 minutes writing a list of everything good in my life.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you did that.
I was gonna say I had a page like handwritten, and if you've seen my handwriting, you know that's tiny, of just a list of things that I care about. So I can't hear you.
Aw, damn.
My bestie.
I have to go see some shows for my theater class.
Ooh, what shows?
I don't know the other two off the top of my head, but I know the first one I gotta see is The Last 5 Years.
Oh my God, you're gonna have to tell me what you think afterwards.
Why?
Okay, so The Last 5 Years was basically this man writing fan fiction about his own divorce, where he's trying to prove how he was the victim in his divorce and then just proves even more how he was an awful person and his wife needed to leave him. So anyway, like let me know what you think after. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out because I think a mouse ate through my Crane Wives sweatshirt.
What?
There's a hole in my pocket, and I just noticed, and there's a hole in my pocket, and it looks like a mouse ate through my Crane Wives sweatshirt.
Can you sew?
No, but I'm crying.
How bad? How big is the hole?
Pretty bad, but also there was a mouse in my pocket!
You're the kind of person that would either be totally freaked out by that or totally happy about it. Like,
I'm kind of freaking out right now because there is a mouse in my pocket, and that means there was mice in our room.
are you freaked out by rodents?
A little freaked out at the idea of mice in our room.
I guess that makes sense. We don't have mice where I live, but we do have roaches.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up a little bit. No, I'm fine. I'm gonna panic call my dad after this, though, probably.
I understand though, like this is the last thing you wanted to happen after all the time we've had.
Because, like, we knew they were in the hallway, but.
There are like in the different parts of campus, like the different freshman neighborhoods, there's some sort of vermin in every single hall. But there's one hall that apparently was the one my dad lived in that's got all of them. I'm talking rats, I'm talking roaches, I'm talking spiders, I'm talking, I don't know, dinosaurs, whatever. If it's annoying, it lives in that hall.
I also probably need to just clean under my desk now because that's where my sweatshirt was.
Oh, that's good. I'm sorry you got to do that. That's scary.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was a mouse and not like a moth?
Had a horrible mice infestation.
Oh.
Like they ran out of traps at AU.
Where were we?
I don't even remember. I
Oh,
don't
how
remember.
bad my Monday Wednesdays are and how much AP Sem and AP Research should have covered stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that class, I basically am aware of everything in it. And normally, if I were aware of all the content of a class, I would love it. I would absolutely stay in that class. Easy A, GPA boost. Like, I'll take it where I can get it. But the stuff in this class is so not me. And, like, the idea of a professional outline, it's not an outline.
That's upsetting.
Okay, you're a creative writer. So what would you define an outline as?
Whatever, like, the skeleton of whatever I'm writing is.
Yes, but isn't a lot of it just, like, word vomit? And, like...
Yeah.
Mine sometimes involves key smashes and, you know, specific caps lock moments. Like, it does... There's nothing professional about it. The outline I'm expected to have... Complete sentences. I have to have, like, an even number of points, like, a certain amount that is distributed between each one. Like, grammar. And it has to make sense. Like, it has to make sense to someone who's reading it, not just make sense to me. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that is annoying. I feel like that means you're going to have to end up having to have two outlines. One outline that's just for you personally to, like,
yeah, one that actually works.
And then one that's, like, the, here's what I'm doing, that you can turn in.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes being pleasant sucks. Like, anyone who actually knows me, who's, like, around my age, knows that I am not as pleasant as the face I put on to adults. And you can say it.
I was going to say, I'm not saying anything.
No, you can say it.
Listeners, there are mice in my room and I'm freaking out and I'm gonna just be stuck on that, so that's what's going on in my life, dear listeners.
Would you like to hear, because, alright, you also know I make jokes in my notes, right? Would you like to hear a brief segment of my notes from this class when we were talking about these outlines? Completeness, use of full sentences. As a creative writer, my outlines are nothing like this. You need at least two of everything. Hello? This is wild. I'm about to bang my head on the desk to the point of concussion. Apparently, it will save time and stress. I'm not convinced. I'm losing my fucking mind.
Some neurotypical crap.
It's literally, yeah, I don't understand that. I think the fact that professionalism, quote unquote, is so structured and, like, supposed to be so uniform amongst people, I think that is the dumbest thing previous generations have invented. And they invented nukes. And you know how I feel about nukes.
You don't like them.
Yeah, they're so rude. I just thought that would be funny to say, but I actually do hate nukes. Like,
welcome to controversy with double-sided story.
No, I think nukes are the dumbest invention ever. I haven't seen Oppenheimer, but I can't take any of that seriously. Because I'm like, who in the world thought this was a good idea? That's just something I don't think we should have messed with.
Yeah.
And now we have, and we're in constant fear.
Anyway, on to a different topic.
We have discussed so much in this episode.
Yeah.
What are good qualities in a professor?
I don't know.
One that doesn't use nukes.
That is objectively true.
I think a professor needs to be funny, at least relatively energetic.
Engaging, like, actually care about the students. Yeah.
Do you know what Jackbox is?
Not particularly.
It's very fun, like, party game. It's like Kahoot Entertainment Edition. Basically, you log on with your phone, and you play a bunch of games with your friends, and I was thinking we should, like, get a couple people together and pitch in, get a box, and play. It'd be so fun.
We should.
Like, there's one that's kind of, like, fill in the blank, and you get to be silly about it and win points. You don't win anything, just bragging rights. They're super fun. I was playing it with my roommates and my boyfriend last night.
I also was thinking we need to do, like, home friend group karaoke night.
Like, get a karaoke room?
Yeah, like, either, like, just, like, we do it, like, at home, whatever, like, I know when my mom's friend has, like, a karaoke machine, or, like, we all go out to, like, actually do karaoke or something, just, like, I feel like that'd be fun, like, with our, like, back home, like, over the summer.
Well, if we pooled our money, we had a plan to do that, but we never went through with it. If we pooled our money, we could probably get a room for, like, less than $20 each.
I support.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Except I can't sing. I'm just saying, like, all my friends are really good singers. It's really threatening.
To be fair, it is because one of our friends texted me and said, we need to do a karaoke night so that you and I can sing Take a Hint from Victorious. And I was like, we're singing Take a Hint from Victorious. And so now we need to do that so she and I can sing it.
Maybe I'll do hype.
You could do hype.
That'd maybe be fun. Maybe I could rap for you guys. This is going to sound so silly, but I do mean it. I can't out sing a single one of you. I can out rap all of you.
I'm not going to do it.
What?
Just debating, just being like, just hands on my knees, shaking ass and without you.
Okay, now we're just getting silly on here, but I think that's okay. That was the goal of this episode, be silly.
Yeah.
So, you probably noticed this episode came out in February, and I think we are going to start wrapping things up right about now, right, Lilia?
Yep.
Well, this episode is here in February. We're sorry we didn't get one out in January, but if you can't tell, it was an absolutely wild, rough month for all of us. And we hope everyone is doing okay in the 2024, or at least as okay as they can be doing right now.
All of you, take care of yourselves. Remember to tell people who are important to you that you love them.
I love you, Lilia.
Love you, Eleanor.
We have a list of resources in the bio if you need them.
Reach out to someone if you need help. There is always someone who is willing to listen.
Yes, even if you fear you have no friends who will listen, even if you don't have anyone immediately that you can just text and reach out to, there are these 24/7 hotlines. Use them. I really hate that people started the rumor that that one number automatically calls the cops.
It doesn't.
Yeah, that's not true. That's bullshit.
Yeah, everyone just take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and you can get through the hard times.
Yeah, we'll pull through. The way that we do that is by keeping on telling ourselves we're going to pull through. We can do this. Yeah. I think that does it.
I've been Lilia.
Wait. Oh. I've been Alan.